Good evening and welcome to another captivating episode of Alumni Talk. I'm your host, Lalo V. Davis, and I'm joined by the insightful Malisele Hlakodi. Together, we delve into the inspiring stories that emerge from the vibrant heart of Pitori to resonate with the world. As we conclude the month of June, we'll also acknowledge the significance of men's mental health month, Malisele, shedding light on vital aspect of our well-being. And one thing that I'm going to tell you is that it is essential for men to prioritize their mental health, as they are often the pillars of strength for their families, communities, and neglecting their own mental wellness can have a far-reaching consequences. By taking care of their mental health, men can lead healthier and happier lives and become better husbands, fathers, friends, and colleagues. Let's dive into the important conversations that will inspire and empower us all to prioritize our mental well-being. But tonight, we are joined by the one and only Tibatso, prodigal son, Mashishi. Mashishi is a creative force to be reckoned with, showcasing his talents in acting, hip-hop music, writing, and directing. He has made a significant impact in the South African television and music industries, notably as Khosi Mukwebo on the popular soap opera Mubango. Drawing inspiration from the legendary Benji Francis, Tibatso pursued his passion for drama and graduated from the Tshwane University of Technology in 2016. Malisele, good evening. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Very happy.
So it's nice to be here, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. So we are wrapping up Mental Health Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just want to find out from you, as Malisele Hlakodi, the one and only Miss Tshwane
FM. I don't like where this is going, but okay.
I want to understand. Mm. Why haven't you asked me anything about mental health? Like, you just don't care.
No, because I know you're okay.
How do you know that I'm okay?
How can you be around me and not be okay?
Why are you giving yourself so much credit?
No, you know. What do you always say when I don't come to work or I miss work? What do you say when I always come back? Don't be shy to save space.
No. It's a no. It's not happening. It's really not happening. But have you checked up on some of your male friends this month, you know? Just trying to, you know, remind them of, you know, trying to take care of their mental health and say, you know what, don't go through things alone. We are here.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. If you're around me, I always make sure that even if you're not able to tell me what is really going on in your life, but just to be in my presence, I think in some way I'm going to make you feel better.
Mm.
And I don't even plan for it, but I just think my personality somehow warms other people's hearts. Just me being me.
And then how do you determine if this person is in? creative force to be reckoned with, showcasing his talents in acting, hip-hop music, writing and directing. He has made a significant impact in the South African television and music industry, notably as Hosi Mugwebo on popular soap opera Mobango. Drawing inspiration from legendary Benji Francis, Tibato pursued his passion for drama and graduated from the Tshwane University of Technology in 2016. We are excited to delve into his journey and explore how he's making his mark in the creative industry. But right now, because he's that creative guy, we're going to give you one of his songs before we, you know, allow him to join us on the line to have that conversation. The song is titled Mudimo.
What's up, everybody?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic, man. Yourself?
No, we're doing well. You are in conversation with Nhlawulo V. Davids and Malisele Hlakudi, and we are grateful that you managed to make time for us, though through a telephonic interview. But I think as long as we can still have this conversation, Malisele will forgive you because, yeah, of course she likes having the conversations with people who are in the studio, but we are grateful nonetheless.
Mm.
Me too. I also like live and like the studio and stuff, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gotta work with what we have. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, we believe that in the future you'll be able to come and join us, and then we get to have this conversation with you while looking at you and being next to you, and we let the conversation flow.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Let's dive in into your journey. What drew you into acting, and how did your studies at the Tshwane University of Technology prepare you for the industry?
My journey with acting starts like when I was young and just, you know, being teased by kids because, you know, for those that don't know me, like I have a skin condition called albinism, living with albinism.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I dealt with, being teased. So I found solace in like in TV and music, you know.
Yeah.
So in isolation, that is what I was like consuming a lot, you know. So when it came to making a decision of like what I want to do for the rest of my life in terms of like study, I chose acting, you know, because that's all I could do best at the time. So me and a friend of mine, we started an acting group in grade 11. And yeah, come a trick, that's when I decided that now I want to pursue acting, you know, professionally.
Mm. And what is it about legendary Benji Francis that inspired you to pursue a career in drama and also the performing arts?
I met Benji the same 2011. I met him, and he had come to our school for some career expo, you know.
Mm.
And then having conversations with him, that's when like I realized that, you know, he has worked with the likes of like Afro Fugard and like legendary people like in the industry, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And he is well traveled. So just the conversations with him and him making me understand like the value of art, you know, as a mechanism for social change and transforming lives and having conversations. So that'd be like drew me in like in the world of creativity. That's when I decided I'm like I'm gonna go to TUT, you know. And then I went for auditions, and and he helped me with the audition. Actually, he helped me with the monologue, and yeah, that's how I managed to get into Tshwane University of Technology doing drama and television.
No, that's amazing. Earlier on, you mentioned something about you know, having to grow up as a child, you know, with albinism, and how difficult was it, you know, to handle that situation when you were being teased by some of your peers, and you know, and how was it like, you know, moving forward with your career to a point where you came to the Tshwane University of Technology, and how were you treated when you got to the institution?
Look, I always understood that like my skin, sorry, pigment was gonna be a challenge in terms of like not being stereotyped and all of those kind of things, you know what I mean? So I made a decision that I was gonna, you know, because already, man, I was kind of like people, you know, look down on me, you know what I mean, and all of that stuff. So I said to myself, I'm gonna work 10 times harder than everybody, that my talent is going to just speak for itself, you know what I mean? So that's what I did, you know what I mean? I didn't really have much of a social life, so I really just like tapped in. You know, I was in the library, in the ERC, you know, I was watching movies, and I was just so dedicated, you know what I mean? Because I was sort of like an outsider, you know what I mean? Because I didn't have friends that much. I think in the first 2 years, I didn't have friends that much, so I dedicated my life to the craft. You know what I mean? To perfect it, because I know that when I go out, You know what I mean? My skin is gonna, it's, you know, people are gonna look at me some type of way because they have been looking at me some type of way my whole life. So I don't want to give nobody an excuse to sideline me because of my skin condition. I was like, nah, I'm gonna work so hard that my talent is gonna outshine how I look.
Yeah. Now, apart from being a university student, still on albinism, there was a point, a period of time that occurred, I think years ago, I'm just not sure about the exact date, whereby people living with albinism were believed to be kind of treasured, and many traditional healers mutilated them. Many got killed in that era because they believed that people living with albinism carry wealth with them. Do you have any experience regarding that?
Not really. I don't have any experience, you know, other than what I've read in the media. Like there are some certain places in South Africa where those things have happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they kind of like made me like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like be cautious, you know, to be cautious. You know, I was paranoid for some time, man, because I thought maybe it was like things that happens in Tanzania and all these African countries, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like when it started like happening in South Africa, man, I was like, yo, I started like watching myself, you know, when I walk and I, you know what I mean? So I was paranoid for some time. But yeah, I mean, we all know already, like that is not true. Not true that you carry wealth and like,
Yeah. And how did you find your experience studying drama at the Tshwane University of Technology?
It was a life changer, to be honest. It was a life changer, man. It was a lecture by the name of Kabi Chulo. You know what I mean? That Kabi Chulo, that man, he changed my life. You know what I mean? Him and other lecturers who demanded like the best out of us, you know, and they didn't sugarcoat. They didn't sugarcoat, you know, if you didn't have the talent, you know what I mean? They will tell you, like, yo, work harder, because the industry is not as forgiving as the school premises, because here you are learning, you know what I mean? But, like, if you are slacking, the industry is too competitive, you know what I mean? So they really, really, like, pushed us to make sure that we become excellent in what we do, not just with the art, but just also like with the state of mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was very competitive, man. It was very competitive. You had to, you know, you had to have a voice. Like, what is your voice? What do you want to say? What is your contribution in this world? You know what I mean? So that's what they helped me with, to find my voice, find what is my contribution in this world as an artist.
Mm. What were some of the biggest challenges that you faced in your studies, and how did you overcome them?
Challenges. Well, there's the obvious, the financial one. But luckily, you know, I had friends who would help me, like with food and stuff like that. But the other challenges were just challenges to kind of like, sharpen you up, you know what I mean? The rehearsal hours, you know, you expect that, you know, it's mostly like the challenges were the ones that were preparing you for the challenges that you gotta face in the industry, like long rehearsal hours, having, you know, little sleep, having a lot of assignments and still having to go to rehearsals and perform. So the busyness of the schedule kind of like prepares you to be able to manage time when you are like a superstar, like in the industry, and your schedule is tight and you have to move from one thing to another. It's exhausting. You know what I mean? So when I get those challenges in the industry, I'm very comfortable because I dealt with them in university, and university prepared me for, you know, for those kind of challenges.
Wow, amazing stuff. It's 7 minutes, it's 23 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. You are listening to Alumni Talk at Tshwane FM 93.6. My name is Hlawulo V. Davids. I'm with Malisela Hlakudi, and we are in conversation with Tibatso Mashishi. Prodigal Son, it's his stage name. When it comes to the music, which he has some great offerings for. So, Tibatso, let's continue these conversations. So, how did your academic experience prepare you for the demands of a career in acting and performance?
Like how the curriculum is shaped, like how the curriculum is shaped, is sort of like similar to how busy the industry is. You know what I mean? So, we had a module called industry readiness, you know what I mean, where like they simulate the industry, they simulate the audition room, how the audition room is going to be like, you know what I mean, and we shoot movies, so we have sort of like be in a simulation of how the workspace is gonna be, you know what I mean. So also like working with different personalities, different characters, different people, some positive, some negative, and how to navigate working with different personalities and attitudes in a creative space, you know what I mean, whereby we focus on the work and, you know what I mean, and not necessarily like on the crowds and everything. So having experienced the simulation of the industry as part of the curriculum in the university, you know, really, really, really helped me a lot in terms of, you know, understanding everything and being comfortable with everything in the industry.
Yeah. And what advice would you give to aspiring actors and also performers that are just starting out the academic journey?
My advice would be like, stay in school, man. Like, there's so much, bro. Like, there's so much to learn. And there's so much to learn, you know. So that by the time you get out, you have all the tools and the skills to kind of like maneuver the industry and build your career and build your name. You understand? Mm-hmm. I would refrain from thinking that I know a lot or I think I have all the information. You know what I mean? The industry keeps changing all the time. You know what I mean? So where you are in the university, there are tools and stuff to help you understand the industry more. Get out of your head, you know, be a student, be a blank canvas. You know what I mean? Because people have made the mistake of thinking that they know stuff and, you know, yeah, it's acting. I know. You know what I mean? And they forget that they are there at the university to learn, you know what I mean? By the time you get out of the industry, by the time you get out and you have not grasped everything, you understand? You're gonna have problems. So get out of your head, you know, leave your ego wherever and learn. It will benefit you in the long run. Trust me.
Do you have any hopes of coming back to the university to maybe pursue another qualification? Maybe it's an advanced diploma or postgraduate diploma or anything that you feel like will still be useful into your career?
Most definitely. I want to do, I have ambitions, you know, to go further with film, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a qualification in directing, writing, cinematography.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yes, in the industry, I am part of that, and I see that. You know what I mean. But I understand the value of education and stuff. So you know, when the money is right and the schedule is flexible, most definitely I will do that.
Mm. And how did TUT empower you?
How did TUT empower me?
Yeah.
How it empowered me, like, no, it empowered me, like, it empowered me a lot, man. Like, I learned a lot, like, from politics, apart from just, you know, just studying drama, you know what I mean? I was also, like, involved in politics, you know. Trees Must Fall, I was there during the strikes and all of that, you know. So I understood the grand scheme of how money moves in the world, in our country, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of those things, apart from just acting and how our industry is affected by politics and you know, the world politics, global politics. So TUT, you know what I mean, it empowered me through that, through the student movements, you know what I mean? Learning all of that stuff.
So it's highly recommendable.
Most definitely, like most definitely, like yeah. without a shadow of a doubt, you know what I mean? Without a shadow of a doubt, because when it comes to acting, like it's one of the universities that I know that does more practical, than the other universities. So we do 70% practicals and 30% like theory. You know what I mean? So you are well prepared when you step in the industry. You know what I mean? Because you've done a lot practically. So like different styles, you know what I mean? Different styles, different practitioners. You know what I mean? So by the time you get out, if you are really putting in the work, you're gonna come out like proper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly 29 minutes after the hour 6. It's Alumni Talk at Tswana FM 93.6. Let's go to the markets.
This is not just a station. It's a movement.
Free
Tswana FM 93.6. Cape City's number one.
Are you a TET alumni with a story to tell that will inspire a fellow alumni or students? Feel free to share with us your story and we could feature you on our social media platforms, TET website or our BIT newsletter, magazine or Alumni Talk. Tell us about your career, the great things that you've accomplished since graduating at TET or the technicon you attended before the major. If you've published a book or started a business or invented a product, we want to know all about it and how TET helped you to get there. Submit your story of 250 words or less along with a high-resolution photo to alumni@tet.ac.za. Don't forget to add the following information: your name and surname, graduation year, degree or diploma, cell phone number as well.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tswana FM 93.6.
That's my boy. Inwi ni murawuzi ni songo tendo ndo tshidela nga ngwana yano
ene la tsapa papa wena kwa mahwanda hwante.
I think she's the one.
You remind me of myself back in the day. Ana sa fuki nga chikete. Oh,
Papa, you know what I mean. I'm not like you. I'm not made for this endless, you know, life of being a bachelor. I want a family and a woman that I can grow old with.
Who is she? Didn't you know when I was going to sit down and I to go out of the corner in Tamoy?
I know, Papa. We still getting to know each other, so I don't want to jinx it.
I'm dead. No one in Murawoods. There's India for a one and an hour only. I'll be so good plan on a wedding.
Amazing, amazing, amazing stuffs from the one and only Dibats or Mashishi. So, if you've just joined us right now, it's exactly 28 minutes before the hour 7. It's Alumni Talk at 1FM 93.6. You know, you can continue joining that conversation, you know, continue talking to us and get to know more about Dibats. But, you know, just getting into WhatsApp and 012-380-4936 and send us a voice note. Ask him a question if you want, if you have a question for him, and then he'll be happy to reply to that question. Before the break, we were exploring Tibatso's journey into the world of studies. Let's dive back in. Tibatso, you were sharing your experiences and lessons learned from your time at TUT. To this now, your career as a musician, actor and a director, how do you balance the demands of acting, music and writing? And how do you prioritize creative pursuits? Tibatso?
I'm still here.
Yeah, we before the break, we were exploring your career, you know, your journey into the world of studies. Let's dive back in, you know, Tibetso. You were sharing your experiences, lessons learned from your time at TUT. To this now, your career as a musician, actor and director, how do you balance the demands of acting, music and writing? And how do you prioritize your creative pursuits?
Like I said earlier, you know, the schedule, like in TUT, was very hectic. It was very demanding, you know. So it's also like it was a simulation of how the industry is going to be, you know what I mean? So I divide my day into three sections, you know. I have to do three things, you know what I mean? I have to either listen to music or watch a movie, or read a book, you know what I mean? So that's how I divide my day. So some days it's more acting, some days it's more music, some days it's more studying, and it's more writing. You know what I mean? So yeah, but it can get difficult. It can get difficult when you get booked. You know what I mean? Like when you are in demand and maybe you have a song out that's popping, you know what I mean? You have to go and perform and network and stuff like that. But like I said, I have a formula. I divide my day into these three things. This is all that I try to do. These three things. Yeah.
How does acting, music and writing influence each other?
I mean, look. They influence each other because can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. They influence each other because, like, in acting, you have to have a character, and you know. Even in the music, my character stage name is Prodigal Son. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's how they kind of like relate to each other.
Mm. And your debut album, A Lot Happened, tackles some heavy themes like loss, depression, and finding hope. What inspired you to share your personal experiences through your music?
I was depressed. I was depressed, so I was almost like on the verge of like, you know, taking my own life and stuff. So I kind of like needed something to vent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how the album came out.
You know, speaking of loss, you experienced a very disturbing turn of events in 2019 when you lost a friend and a core cast member, Sibusiso Queen, he saw rest in peace. This happened during a robbery. I think it was during a viewing of the movie Matwetwe at Steak and Ecker in Sterland in Pretoria. Is your album, you know, when we talk about the loss, is your album also addressing that loss too?
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the album, I think it's track number 4, you know, Wishing You Were Here. You know, it speaks about, you know, what transpired on the day and, you know, how I felt about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, after the loss, man, like I said, like I went through heavy depression. Went to therapy. I was taking antidepressants. Yeah, and so, and I was very, very suicidal at the time. I was very, very, very suicidal. You know?
Yeah.
So that's when I started writing. So that's when I started writing, you know, because I knew if I don't, like, vent or, you know what I mean, I was going to, you know, entertain the thoughts. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then right there, talking about, you know, the things that you've went through, you know, we are wrapping up, you know, men's mental health month, right? And, you know, it's important for people to, you know, keep their mental health in check. What would you like to say to some men who are dealing with, you know, maybe depression or mental health issues? You know, what would you like to say to them in terms of, like, getting themselves, you know, in check and trying to deal with it, trying to approach it, seeking counseling, therapy, and all these things?
Yeah, I mean, my therapy, man. You know, I was very fortunate to have people that care about me that would, like, you know, took care of, you know, therapy for me, because therapy is very expensive, you know what I mean? You know, it is. So if you can find, like, if you can find, like, a therapist, you know, go to therapy, talk to somebody, you know what I mean? Go talk to somebody, be around people. You know what I mean? Write music, do art, you know what I mean? Like I did with the album, you know. That album really saved my life. I don't wanna lie. So, you know, when I was writing and I was recording, I could listen back to how I am feeling and how broken I am. So I could listen to my thoughts, not them in my head, but on a song, and you know what I mean? And I could kind of like have a map of, okay, what's happening inside of me through the hour. Even when I listen to it today, I can understand, like, you know, how I was feeling at the time, you know?
Yeah, and what impact do you think your music has on people who went through similar struggles? Do you think they find your music healing? Do you hope that they take something from the music that you're producing and releasing?
No, most definitely, man. Like, I get messages, you know, all the time, you know,
Yo,
man, your song, you know, helped me, you know, go through this and this and that, you know, I can relate, and your music saved my life, you know. And in my mind, I'm like, I was trying to save myself, and I'm glad that, you know, other people are being saved by the music, because that's what art is for. You know what I mean? It's to heal. You have to confront yourself.
Mm.
You have to confront other people in a very in a creative way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was able to see myself for who I am, you know what I mean, through the music, so that I can understand myself better. So, yeah, the music does help. You know?
Nice.
It's 19 minutes before the hour 7. It's Alumni Talk at Tone FM 93.6. Tlalo V. Davids and Malisa Lehlakudi in conversation with Tibatso Prodigal son Mashishi. And, you know, let's get back to the acting part. You know, we played a clip earlier on, you know, when you, of a clip of you at Mubango, you know, talking to the legendary KK Mulaudzi, as his character name there. Amazing stuff. Conversation between father and son was amazing. So how did you land your first role at Mubango, and what was that experience like?
I mean, a lot of people don't know that I started working behind the scenes on Mubango, because after graduation, I didn't know anybody in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, so I was just like, you know what, let me, you know, any opportunity that I get, as long as I'm within the industry, I find my way to where I need to go. You know what I mean? So I got an opportunity to start working behind the scenes as an AD. you know, which is an assistant director. So I was printing scripts for actors. Mm. I was writing camera cards. You know, I was helping to organize and coordinate, you know, the background actors. So that's what I used to do, you know. Mm. And then after that, you know, my big break happened with Madredre. And because Madredre, we shot it in 2016 and it only showcased in 2019, you know. Yeah. So from 2017 until 2019, I was doing behind the scenes work, you know. Mm. And then after that, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I could see that, oh, from the movie and everything. And then, yeah, there was a role. And then I auditioned. You know, and like they say, the rest is history, man. The experience has been amazing. I've been working alongside the likes of KK, as I've mentioned. You know, he helped me a lot. You know, he used to be my idol even before the show. You know, so working with him was just phenomenal. Gabriel and everybody else, you know, they've been doing this for some time. So I learned a lot from them.
Mm. It is actually an exciting time for you. You're on the upcoming telenovela Queen Mujaji. Tell us more about your role in it as Dabeni and how you managed to land that role.
I mean, same. You know, there was an audition. You know, we had to learn Kiraweju. And yeah, it took some time to learn, you know, but it was not that difficult because Kiraweju is like a mixture of Spedi and Venda, you know what I mean? So yeah. I took time to learn the language, and yeah, and I landed the role.
Mm.
And I played the role of Dabedi, who is a keeper of secrets and a guardian, you know, to the queen, you know. So yeah.
You know, you mentioned Kiraweju, that you've learned a little bit. Could you just say something, you know, just show us what you've learned so far, you know, and Kiraweju.
I was about to ask them.
Yeah, you know, it would be exciting.
Look at Fenye, let the one
amazing stuff, man. Like you know, when someone does that, you know what we do. So, and you know, you've been landing roles, you've been in a number of, you know, movies. You know, if we were to mention all of them, I think we'll take up, I don't know how long it will take, and then the roles that you've played. You're a director, you're an actor. There's just so much that you're doing. How do you see yourself, you know, contributing to the South African television and music industry, and what impact do you hope to make?
Yeah, I want to like make a great impact. You know what I mean? I'm a young person living with albinism. You know, I grew up around people with disabilities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The marginalized community. So I really want to contribute more into really giving dignity and an identity to people living with disabilities through my craft. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. And so that's the contribution that I want to make in the television industry, like globally. So.
Yeah. And what are some of your favorite moments or projects from your career so far? We're not shaming other productions, but top two at least, or top one?
It has to be, you know, Queen Mujaji. You know, just how challenging it was. And I love challenges, you know what I mean? From the language to shooting in the jungle, you know, and learning the dynamics of how life was, well, how life was like in the 1800s, and you know, who Queen Mujaji was and how things were at that time. It was so fascinating. It was so it was just a whole different world on its own, you know. That's the top one project right now.
And how did the career that you have in performing arts impact you?
It shaped me a lot, and I wake up every day to have fun, you know, to meet new people all the time, people from different corners of life, telling unique stories all the time. You know what I mean? So I learn from the stories. I learn from the stories. And, you know, like, for example, with Mujaji, you know, I learned about, like, the values and culture of how life was like then, you know, and how things have changed drastically, you know what I mean? So every lesson that is in the story that I am doing, in the character that I'm playing, anything that I sponge, and I take what I can take from the characters. If I can be able to implement it in my real life, cool. If not, you know what I mean? But I learn from the characters, I grow from the stories as well.
Yeah. And as somebody who's always seen on our screens, quite often, we do have people who tend to feel entitled to your life now that they see you on screen. They think they have a say in your life now. How do you handle rejection and criticism in the competitive world of acting and performance?
I mean, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Like, you get used to it. I'm used to it, man. Like, I was rejected all my life, you know what I mean? Because of my skin color. So rejection ain't nothing new to me. And like I said, I made a point that I'm going to work 10 times harder than everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just focus on doing what I do, what I can do. You know what I mean? Everything else, it's in God's hands. You know?
So you're saying you don't get bothered if you see yourself trending on different social media platforms. They don't bother you what they say.
Hey, man, it don't pay me, so why should I care?
It's all about the money.
Don't pay me.
Yeah.
People have data and phones. I can't. I don't pay attention to that. I don't give that energy. I give energy to what gives me money.
Yeah.
What makes me progress in life.
Yeah.
You know, I think everything else is entertainment for them. Tomorrow there's going to be somebody else. And you know what I mean? So
true.
I only give energy to what pays my bills and what makes me grow.
Nice.
Yeah, amazing. And how do you see your career evolving in the next few years, and what projects are you excited about?
I want to do more, more streaming platforms. You know what I mean? I see myself, you know, leading a Netflix action film, or Disney, you know what I mean? Or like going overseas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and yeah, that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Yeah. And any new projects that our listeners can look up to? New music, acting gigs.
Right now, I've 3 projects that are coming out. Obviously, Queen Mujaji is showcasing on the 14th of July next month, and then I'm in a film called Month's End, Bobas Mandane, which is going to be premiering at the Durban Film Festival. From the 19th to the 22nd. So if you are in Durban, please catch the show. It was done by a wonderful team, called Liveru Graphic Pictures. And then also there's a movie that we shot, I think that's in 2021. It's called The Bad Bishop. It's coming out at the cinemas, you made show. On the 19th, yeah, on the 19th as well of July. So yeah, people can watch out for those projects. And yeah, man, I'm currently working on my second album with an amazing artist by the name of Teresa Tarete. You know, I mean, it's a joint album. So yeah, you guys can look forward to that.
You know, briefly, what advice would you like to give to us, to aspiring actors and performers just starting their academic journey?
Hey, man, you have to be all in, you know, you have to be all in. You know, this is not a hobby. It's your bread and butter, you know what I mean? So you have to be all in. If you are not all in, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
You know? Plain and simple, it's not gonna work out because I have a plan B, and you have to be all in, risk it all, you know what I mean, and really work 10 times. Because this is a competitive sport. If you are not prepared for that role, somebody's gonna take it, and you're not gonna have money, you know what I mean? You're not gonna make rent, or you're not gonna be able to pay your bills, you know what I mean? So you have to be all in, you have to be all in, otherwise, find a regular job. And like everybody else, and just stay in the office and stay safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you wanna be in the industry, go all in. Go all in. Yeah. Risk it all.
And then, if you were to choose, like you were to choose right now between three things, in your career, and then they say you can only do one from now on: be a musician, an actor, or a director. Which one would you go for? Yeah, you need to think hard about this one. It's your life. It's your whole entire life.
That's hard. It has to be acting, man. It has to be acting.
Wow, amazing stuff. And then how can our listeners get hold of you on social media?
Towards Mashishi. Instagram, Towards Mashishi. TikTok. Facebook. Yeah.
Devato, thank you so much for making time for us and hanging out with us. We really wish you all the best. We'll be viewing, you know, Queen Mujaji as soon as we see it on our screens. We are anticipating that one and hoping that we are going to enjoy you speaking Kilobedi right there. Thank you so much.
I need that beef. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Tibato. You have yourself a lovely evening.
Okay, likewise.
And that was Tibato Mashishi, Prodigal Son is his stage name, and it's 4 minutes before the hour 7. We're making way for Pitori Originals of Thursday, and I'm also saying go on leave and go enjoy yourself, Malisele Hlakudi, as you leave me alone for the next almost 3 weeks that you won't be with us. But I hope that you enjoy your leave. I hope that you make it worth everything, and yeah, create memories. Do check up on us, though. Yeah, we still need to check up on us.
I'm cutting you guys off. See you after a month, full month.
Yeah, and then next week, we are bringing you Alumni Talk all the way from Protea Hotel, Fire and Ice in Main Lane, during the Humanities Fundraising Alumni Gala Dinner.
Are you going to perform there?
I'm not performing. I'm hosting Alumni Talk. I'll be talking to different alumni. It won't be like this show. So that's what we'll be doing next week. So do join us. If you are around the vicinities, you can come join us and be like, yes, I'm coming to donate as well. We want money, right? So do join us as well. Next week, we'll be there. Right now, we're leaving you with a song by the one and only Prodigal Son, Tibato Mashishi. The song is titled Adventure. Do enjoy and good night. Till next week.
ignition. They started on first gear. Lost my nuts when a lot happened. Now I got a new pair. Next year's my year. I'm blowing up. I'm going nuclear. Excellus on the beach with the kids going nuclear. Glitch in the matrix. I don't go with the program. They said it's my time. I would need a Rolex. I don't do too much. I get on a beat and I play through the day. You gotta play your cards right. Cause life ain't no solitaire. I'm always nowhere and I'm everywhere. Always got my back, dog. I'm something like a silhouette. White tiger flow. My type is just really rare. Who made the hip hop this, dog? I don't really care. I'm fighting to the death. Cause this last thing is a polar bear. I'm on the 10th floor. You took the lift. When I took the stairs, I'm white as crack, yeah. The studio is a dope lab. They said that I was crazy. I always felt like Arthur Flag. When it drained, they left me in the dirt. Now I'm drinking mud. Have my back against the wall. Druggy style and lady luck. Yeah, that game is boring. I always been a superstar. I'm not causing more than many can. I'm glad that I made the cut. The rap game is the answer when they ask me what I had for lunch. When I cracked the Mac, dog, my energy's on fire, cunt. How I came up, you would swear I was on Ramadan. Left from Freddy Krueger at this point, you wanna see my guns. Yeah, my dog whipping through clouds will put the hip hop game in a coma. I'm like, ooh, digging for money. I'm at Costco Fit in Utah. Everybody sick of me. I'm some out of Wuhan. Got a tight floor, dog. Talking about that new rap. Married to that goo wop. Pull up with the blue tux. Energy on Tupac. Married to that goo wop.